And when the walls come crashing down, we'll stand tall upon this isle. Forging our way through the muck and the mire, we won't fail. Oh, no! What we once held as truth has become the rally cry for the ones who refuse to compromise. Materialism dies with reason and is converted to the new way. The way of the people, the way of life, a new
KXCI, Real People, Real Radio. I am Brooklyn, here with you live in Studio 2A with American Android. Hey guys.
What's up, Brooklyn?
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Great.
That was a great opening set from you guys.
Thanks.
Why don't you go ahead and just go around and introduce yourselves.
My name is Sergio Paolo.
My name is Carlos Arzate.
Brian Alfred.
Jesse Campbell.
And we got Nadeem Shahab on the drums tonight. Matthew Shepard is the drummer in American Android, but he's graciously filling in tonight and doing a great job.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here. I guess we'll go ahead and just get started. You have a new album out. Came out the 27th, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had actually, we did a digital release on the 23rd.
Okay.
Where we did worldwide distribution online. Internet is a fantastic thing.
Right.
And
iTunes, CD Baby, Zune, yeah. Everything.
All of it. iTunes, yeah, it's all on. And then we played a show on the 27th with our great bands and had a blast.
Awesome. Where'd you guys play?
Congress.
Club Congress.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah. So why don't you talk a little bit about how the CD, the new album came about? You know, how long you guys been working on it? What were the inspirations for this particular CD?
Well, the album's called Reconciliation.
Right.
I think that's like really clutch for it. Even the term American Android just means different things to different people in the band. Like, we have totally differing opinions. We stand on different sides of religion and politics and everything, but we come together for like unifying purposes, and those are generally like positive, and I think reconciliation is one of those things.
We were just getting honestly tired of, you know, around the time we'd written a lot of these songs coming up to the election, the last presidential election.
Okay.
And, a lot of these songs were coming about, and as the political debate was just getting worse and worse and worse between folks, and just more vile and more vile, we were like, look, we have different ideas, we have different points of view, but we can still come together and just basic principles of doing unto others as you'd have them do unto you, like golden rule principles, and that a lot of common folk who aren't getting swayed by the media can agree on. And that's what the idea of reconciliation came by. We're going to perform a song later on called Reconciliation. Mm-hmm. It's not the Senate maneuver. It's the timing of our release was the week that they actually started using the Senate maneuver. But it was really just to say, hey, let's find some common ground, something that can unite the masses rather than just be divided by all this debate that is, you know, profiting large scale corporations and not common folks like ourselves.
Did you find you mentioned that people, you know, everyone in the band kind of comes from different perspectives. Did you find that writing the music in and of itself kind of was therapeutic for you guys? Like, was there a lot of you know, was it helping you reconcile your own issues, I suppose, politics?
I think writing in vans helped us reconcile our differences more than writing music. The music part came easy. We just sort of clicked when we hung out. But the more time we spend together, the more we get used to just each other's smells and
the beauty, sniff test. The beauty of the writing process for us is that we never set out to try to write a song. It always just kind of happens. And the beauty of reconciliation, why we're so proud of it, and from the artwork to the music and to the arrangement of the songs on the CD, is that we really feel that it was a time, that this was the time for this music to come out. And we're really hoping that it catches on, because the spirit behind it was not contrived. It was a natural, organic feeling, and we're very proud about that.
Yeah, that's great. Speaking of the artwork, I really, for those of you listening, definitely go to the website. You guys are on MySpace and also AmericanAndroid.us.
US. Okay. Isn't that cool? AmericanAndroid.us.
It's fitting.
Yeah. There's not a lot of domains with .us, but right. We figured it was perfect. We set up a widget on that site that has all our artwork on it, and folks can go to that site. Don't have to join a social network. Can listen to our music without having to buy it. Mm-hmm. Can listen to every track on this CD.
It's the whole album you can listen to on US. Yeah, right. I saw right. that. Right. It's great. Mm-hmm. So with the artwork, you mentioned that was very, there was a definite point behind that. Who did the artwork for you guys? And what was the thought behind that?
Well, the artwork was the hardest part really? Of putting this thing together.
Really?
Because we had a lot of different concepts, and we were like the last minute trying to figure this thing out. And the artwork was done by a very talented professional artist named Eric Favela, who works for Fox Studios. And I was telling him about this idea of reconciliation, and we didn't want to be too literal. So we figured the lighter in a dark room with a bunch of different people from different nationalities, backgrounds, looking disheveled, you know, the trademark flag upside down, meaning our nation in distress, and all of these people could agree on one thing. Yeah. And that one thing was that light, and that light symbolized or embodied reconciliation.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
A lot of things like hope and just unifying, coming together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. All right, well, let's go ahead and throw it back into another set here. What are you guys going to start us off with?
This is a tune, a beautiful tune called Enter From Here, and it was actually written or composed by Kenyon Hood, who was your original lead guitarist in our group.
Okay.
And it's really transferring the feeling of this song. Like you're alive for a time like this, and this is we're going to perform it acoustic, and we're dedicating it to him tonight.
Great. So, all right.
Enter from here.
It's time like this. Beyond me. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We'll sell the war on pay-per-view. Then we'll gobble up the prize. We'll tell the world we started new. Then we'll kick 'em in the eye. How can a man swim in such a shallow water? How can a man thrive if he don't feel alive?
KXCI Real People, Real Radio. I am Brooklyn, and I am live in Studio 2A with American Android. Thanks again for being here, guys.
Pleasure again.
Yeah.
So, how you guys have been around for a little while now. What was the genesis of the band? How'd you guys all get together?
This is a pretty cool story, I guess. Jesse Campbell and I were in a band previously, 2004, that broke up. And we wanted to keep making songs off of there. And our material in our previous band was getting more and more political. So we basically formed the concept of American Android, and we started searching for musicians at that point. And that's when we, through Cameron Hood, met Kenyon Hood.
Okay.
And we started, and we, and then at that point, we found Alex Slate, who was a tremendous asset, also in the forming of the band, too. And then we started looking for drummers, pretty much. And then through Cameron Hood again, I mean, this guy's like the proxy bandmate here, got us Matt Shepard, and Matt's, you know, drumming really brought our sound together, you know. And at that point, Jesse had to do something else at that point, so Sergio came in, and that's when we started really writing more material. And honestly, at this point today, American Android has become a community of musicians,
yeah,
that all kind of have these same kind of sentiments and love to play loud rock music and with emotion, you know. So that's kind of where it came from, and that's where it's at today.
Yeah, well, it's incredibly fitting given the recent album of Reconciliation. It totally fits, seems like, yeah, how the band came together and where it is now, where what you've been producing.
At the release, we had like 47 people on the stage, pretty much. You know, we were lucky enough to have Kenya Hood join us for some songs. Cameron Hood's joined us for songs. Paul Jenkins was on for some songs. Nadine was there. Matt Shepard even played some songs with us too. So it was fantastic.
It's like a block party.
Yeah, yeah. It was a religious experience.
Yeah, that's great. So with the new CD, you know, you guys definitely have a political, socially aware bent and focus to it. Were there any tracks in particular that were like ripped from the headlines, if you will, that had were, you know, very specifically targeted at certain conversations that were happening in media in the world?
Actually, one of the songs, that's a great segue to the song we're going to play last.
Oh, good.
Song's called Buried Innocence. Uh-huh. And, you know, as time goes by, and it's not as controversial to question the official story of what happened on 9/11. It's there's so many families that were personally involved there, and you know, what happened there. And we that was pretty much written right after that time, you know, right when American Android was forming, and it's on this record now. We try to stay somewhat apolitical because we have liberals that love us. We have conservatives that love us. But trying to find the common ground is what we're really trying to do.
Yeah.
Some hope instead of some just anger.
Right.
Because there's plenty of anger out there right now. And
yeah,
if you get our record and sing along to it, you'll definitely have it should be like cathartic, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's one of the songs.
That's great. That's what music should be in a lot of ways. I mean, it's there to vent, of course, but I like that you guys aim to have more of a healing effect. So that's really cool. Let's see, I have a few more questions for you guys. Are you guys all originally from Tucson then? You mostly play in Tucson, but do you guys do a lot of touring right, like outside of the city? Or
we've played regionally, you know, mainly in Arizona. Yeah. And stuff. With this album, we do want to go up the West Coast and come back down. I think most of us are Tucson born, I think, or not born, but from raised here. Jesse is from Phoenix. You know, we have a bunch of members that are from back east and even overseas. But, you know, really one of the things that I think that we've done that a lot of bands do in interviews is just sort of talk like in these vague concepts. You sound like a bunch of hippies when you're like, yeah, we want positive things to happen in the world. And we want to do good. But the fact is, like,
nothing wrong with hippies.
Right,
but
right. Like, every one of us has like their own focus, you know, like, yeah. I have very local focus, you know, like, each person has their niche that they're doing specific things in. So it's not just a bunch of talk, I think, in here.
Cool.
Yeah, we really seriously try to embody it. Like, one of the things that one of our former members, Alex, and I were talking about specifically was the concept of, or the word reconciliation as a practice and not just a concept or a word. Something, you know, we waste so much time arguing and fighting with each other, where we can just be making progress, you know, because a lot of us, whatever path we're or figuring out in this world, whatever your pursuit of happiness is, you know, if you don't do it while stepping on someone else, like, that's what we're trying to promote, kind of thing.
Yeah, one of my good friends, I'm Mexican, I was born in Mexico, and one of my good friends was a founding member of a Tucson chapter of a white supremacy group. And the fact was, he could use vernacular that was divisive, but he didn't treat me any differently than anyone else. And I didn't treat him any differently than I would anyone else. And we were able to coexist and live together. And I've got his back now, and he's got my back, you know, like, I know I can call on this person. And like, it's just something that we try and embody, is like, to not be divisive, to be unifying. And live together, even if we have totally different opinions on anything.
Right. Well, as far as musical influences, I mean, you guys have been compared to like Rage Against the Machine and Red Hot Chili Peppers a little bit. But as far as what you guys are listening to and what has influenced you, who would you say are your musical influences? I mean, I'm sure everyone has different musical influences, but you guys can go around.
Rage Against the Machine actually was kind of my
really
thing for a long time, but. I mean, it runs the gamut. We listen to a lot of different things. I know we were into Deftones for a while. A whole bunch of, you guys want to throw out some names there?
I like really aggressive music that doesn't have singing in it. I don't like when they sing. I know, but
that's been a problem.
But like, but I really do like a lot of the people that I've gotten the joy of working with. Like the people in this room are from Ryan Hood and Double Top and Illuminata and Innisfail, and just like I grew up like going to a lot of local shows, and that was a big influence on my part.
I personally love music that's just full of emotion, like. One of the music I don't listen to as much as that I did in the past that just was full of emotion was gospel music, because then folks wail. I mean, they just wail as they sing, because there's like, it's like there's nothing else but this song coming out of my heart, and I really was influenced greatly by some of the soul and some of the power behind gospel singing. Believe it or not, so it's interesting.
I've been listening to a ton of Prince lately.
So much Prince. Purple Rain. I think I've listened to Purple Rain all the way through probably like 10 times this year already.
There is nothing wrong with that. That's awesome.
Yeah,
not at all.
Yeah, that in common.
Carlos and I have actually sampled the Purple Rain together. Sounds like a drug reference. Yeah. It's not at all.
Well, that could be, and we could be in for some trouble. Or trouble. Yeah.
Well, we're going to move on.
Segway.
All right. Well, I think, let's see here.
At least I didn't cuss. Come on, guys.
We got about 15 minutes left here. Why don't we take it into the last two songs? And if we have a few more minutes to chat, we can, or you can play a third one if you like.
Sure. Okay.
So?
Yeah, we're going to play a tune called Love Longer.
Okay.
And it's going to feature Cameron Hood on guest vocal.
Great. All right, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to 91.3 KXCI in Tucson. We are here live in Studio 2A with American Android. Take it away, guys. Thank you.
cry out for war from their ivory castles. And the poor are left with nothing more but the scent of two burning towers. As the smoke still settles, the memory is raked across our mourning faces. As once foreign lands now become the resting places for the few and the proud and the hostile. Yeah. And the
listening to 91.3 KXCI, Real People, Real Radio. Again, we are live in Studio 2A with American Android. And before we finish up, guys, I definitely want to let people know when it is the next time you're playing live here in Tucson.
In Tucson, the next show we got lined up is with a band from LA called the Atlantic Five, and that's June 5th at Plush.
June 5th yeah.
And
at
the
Plush.
AmericanAndroid.us, MySpace, Facebook, we're everywhere.
Awesome.
I also wanted to say that the record was recorded at... UVSR Studios.
Okay.
Yeah, they're Tom Beach and Dana Furr, and they got a good thing going there.
Cool. Thanks. All right, well, thanks again for coming in. I think we're going to finish up with one more song. Please tell me it's a cover of a Prince song. You guys could totally rock Kiss. Yeah, I want to hear that sometime.
We're actually going to play a little tune called Great Escape, and it'll put you in the perfect mood to chill and go Mimi's tonight. So.
Perfect. Thanks again. You're listening to 91.3 KCI.
You're gonna have to take me at my humble word, 'cause no one else is gonna vouch for any of my concerns. Stuck between a noun and a verb, and nothing is coming out. Stretched beyond damage control, living by the voices on the radio, in a state of irrepair. Is anyone out there? Show me the sun. Let me know I'm not the only one who's living day to day inside an old cliche. Searching for something more than living day to day inside a metaphor. Something's got to give.
before things get better. I don't mean to sound so ungrateful, but I really gotta say no to your protocol. If we really want to live, we gotta get out of here. Show me the sun, let me know I'm not the only one. Let's get perfectly clear, we gotta get out of here. Oh, let's get perfectly clear, we gotta get out of here. Get out of here.